It's been more than 6 months since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, yet some of the 900 families who came to Philadelphia looking for refuge still face homelessness. On Friday, 21 families who've been living in hotel rooms paid for by FEMA will have to leave, and at least 12 of them have nowhere to go. Catalina Jaramillo of WHYY's Planned Philly reports.
Teenage siblings Judy and Chris Joel Morales came from Puerto Rico in December. At first, they stayed with an aunt, but as they say, guests, like fish, stink after 3 days, so they had to leave. Now they're being pushed out again, this time from the hotel room FEMA gave their four-member family 2 months ago.
We don't have anywhere to stay. If we're kicked out of the hotel, we are totally left on the street.
The Morales family is one of 21 Puerto Rican families facing homelessness this weekend. Puerto Rican activist Charito Morales says there have been a lot of meetings trying to find out ways to help evacuees, but not a lot of action.
I'm asking the question, until when, Jim Kenney? Until when, city officials? State officials? Until when, FEMA, are you going to keep playing with these families? Come up with a solution and stop this.
FEMA says paying for hotels is designed to be temporary help, while people can arrange something more long-term. It says 108 families in Pennsylvania are staying in hotels now. The city of Philadelphia has found public housing for 5 Puerto Rican families, but activists say that's not enough. They are calling on FEMA to extend the hotel program for families in need until May 14th and for city officials to come up with a long-term solution. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.